Last night, the cathedral was honored to have Bishop Brungart with us for the 5 o'clock Mass. As he did last Sunday at the 12 o'clock Mass, it was an opportunity for him to install me as pastor here at the cathedral. So during his time with us after the gospel, he had placed a table down there on the floor, as he is wont to do, and had some candy on the table. Invited all of the children forward and tempted them by telling them they could get up and go get a piece of candy, which none of them did. So he congratulated me on having well-disciplined kids. I'm not saying that the 9 o'clock Sunday kids are ravenous wolves or anything, but they were very good last night and just sat there, probably scared. You know, the world will put many things in front of us that look sweet, but aren't necessarily good for us. Lent is a time to practice saying no to some of those things. And we can learn a lot from Genesis and from the things that the serpent put in front of Adam and Eve. What is it that the serpent told Adam and Eve in the first reading? He said, "Don't believe a word that anyone tells you. Consequences, schmonsequences. You just do what you want." I'm still waiting for one of you to give me that advice as your new pastor. But the serpent was pretty convincing when he said it in the reading. And he's still pretty convincing today. The first thing he said was, "Did God really tell you not to eat from any of the trees in the garden?" It was the serpent's way of saying, "You know, God and his church, they don't know what they're talking about. Standing up for the immigrant, speaking out against the Health and Human Services mandate, protecting the dignity of marriage. Really?" The second thing the serpent says is, "You certainly will not die." It's his way of saying, "Don't worry, it won't harm you. Just send one more text. Just tell one more story. Just have one more drink. You certainly will not die." And then finally, the serpent says to Adam and Eve, "No, really, the moment that you eat it, your eyes will be opened." The serpent's way of telling them and telling us, "This will make you truly free. Don't worry, you won't get hooked on that game. You won't get hooked on that website, that show. Don't worry, you'll always have the willpower to say no. This will make you truly free." God and his church don't know what they're talking about. Don't worry, that won't harm you. Don't worry, that'll make you free. It is pretty tempting. We've all heard that ourselves. But the question is, why would Adam and Eve fall for that? They had nothing to gain. They had everything already. Then again, maybe their story is not that different from ours. You know, I remember the good old days. I remember the good old days when I didn't have a single key for this building. I'd be here and someone asked me if they can get in here and get this, and sorry, I can't help you. But you know, sometimes you think, wow, I've always wondered what's in that closet. If I had the keys, I guess I could find out. It's more church stuff. You know, that happens to us. Even when things are going well, even when I'm 16 years old or 26 years old and I think that I'm pretty strong and maybe invincible, and yet I think, well, that won't harm me. Well, that'll make me free. Well, that church doesn't know what it's talking about. What can we do? I say we come back to the words of Jesus in the gospel this morning, who said, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Don't put all our stock in bread alone that comes from the world, but on every word that comes from God. You know, the serpent will definitely put candy on the table. And not just this lens, but only our Lord Jesus, who is present here in our midst, is willing and able to make promises and keep them.